Time one right and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. Time one right and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. Time one right and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. Time one right and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy. This Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. Channel 1 right and beginning the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971.
Now, was it these hot enough these days?
Oh, it. I think it's about as hot as it gets in August. It's hurt more.
Uh-huh.
I saw you.
These hot days and cool nights.
Yeah. I saw you lying on your couch on the porch yesterday.
I get out there and it gets so hot in the house, I lay out there on it a little while. See, I ain't gonna be there long.
No, I didn't see you there, but a. So Bessie just loves to tease me. I love to tease her. She puts things on the mailbox for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I come in the late in the afternoon from work and she'll have a bowl or something on the mailbox and she'll stand there in the door and see if I get it.
She knew about what time was coming. She could just get it and stand there and hold it. She going to stand there and watch?
Well, I think she'd rather surprise me. Don't you think? She'd rather see if I can find it. Wouldn't be any fun just to go out and hand it to me. Now, she saw me go out this morning. So she put that on the mailbox.
This is a sweet child.
Yes, she is.
She's sweet to me.
Well, she is to about everybody, isn't she, Daisy?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody I know. She do what she can for them. She think she can do something to make them happy or feel good. She's right away.
Even if she's not too fond of them, she still does things.
Does things, huh? Just sometimes I don't know what I would do without Betsy. As long as I done without her. Well, I done without her then, of course, I didn't know nothing about her. But she's good.
I guess most people think that way about Bessie, don't they?
Yes, I guess they do. All I know, and we do.
Now, I can't get mad at the weather. I can't get mad at the weather, she said.
No, if you do, it don't help none.
What'd she say? I didn't get as much rain as they did because I wasn't thankful for what I got.
Well, somebody got a plenty, I think. It rained all the way around. Oh, huh.
Well, you could see it.
Yes. We'll get ours, stuff.
You think so?
I think we'll get it sometime. We're not getting where we want it, but I guess we'll get it when we need it bad. We feel like needing it now. I do. But we ain't got it.
Yeah, this is the rainy season.
Sir?
This is the rainy season, Miss Daisy.
But I think we will get it. Sometime.
Well, everybody else is getting it.
Everybody else. I had a man said the other day. He worked all around making Opie. Oh, he said just poured in making Opie. He worked in the rain all the way from Reddick's to he crossed to Perez up there. He said stop. Right. When he got home, it hadn't rained one drop. He said, well, that's something. Rain everywhere but on my place. I said, tain't your time yet. He said, well, as dry as it is there, it looks like it ought to be my time as well as it is other folks. I said, you didn't get it, did you?
Oh, that's a low feeling, Miss Daisy. The other day, we come in from town.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little cloud going right down the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And we could see it. It was all wet. We could see it on down there.
Yeah.
And we turned off this way, and there wasn't anything.
Oh, it's pitiful. What?
Tell him what Bessie told me.
She said Bessie told her she's not thankful for what she get. That's why she don't get no more.
Yeah, yeah, that's about right. She's not thankful, she's unhappy with what she gets.
Uh-huh.
Bessie thanked me this morning.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I like to check in with Bessie. Weather like this, she generally got a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's better than these weather people.
That's right.
I passed by your church the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It's getting along slow, ain't it?
Well, they ain't got too far along. I don't know the important people in your church, like Raya and Lloyd and
mm-hmm.
Nettie and them up here in this other church.
You see, it won't take them long. There's so many carpenters in their church, and all of them are white. Even today's preacher's a carpenter. He can do anything Raya and them do. Well, you see, if all them get together, they can do a lot. Whenever they get started on it. But they got to get a place to put it. Put their church. They know where they're to put it. They know where they're to pile the lumber when they tear that down. I don't know what they're going to do. Because somebody said they wasn't going to tear it down. They was going to sell it and have them to move it.
Yeah.
Like that. They're going to sell it to the Methodist Church in Micanopy. So, somebody said that they were going to take the top off it. I said, well, what is it going to do with the top? I said, well, I thought they was going to move it home. have it move, roll away from there. So, well, they said something about taking the top off. I said, well, if they're going to roll it, they don't need to take the top off.
Just leave it like it is.
Just like it is. I don't know what they're going to do. They, if they wanted to, you see, the easiest way to me, it looks to me, is just build around it. If they want some nice church, a nice looking church, just build around that. Because there's no ground there to stack it on.
I hadn't realized that.
Huh?
Just no room there to stack it.
No, sir. There's no room there to stack it. Yeah. To tear it down.
Well.
Unless they're going to pile it up on the tombstones and the graves and things. And I'm satisfied they ain't going to do that.
You don't think they would?
I don't think they would. I don't think they should.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the that church, it's in the cemetery. This grave's all under that church.
Under it?
Yes, sir. The grave's all under the church. You see, that church, it was back, way back down there in the woods, next to the woods. It hasn't always been there. Where is that?
Oh.
It was moved from back down there. Up there. Where's that now?
On past the railroad?
No, it wasn't past the railroad, but it was just below the kitchen. Below that kitchen there.
Talking about the Methodist church.
Yeah.
Talking about the Methodist church.
Let's see. On up towards Miss Dora's.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't own any of that land up there?
Hmm?
They don't own any of the land where it used to be?
Where it used to be, them dug graves and cemeteries and things like that where it used to be.
I see.
They done buried out there where the church used to be.
I see. And then they just moved it down there on the corner.
Mm-hmm. And you see, the man that was pastoring here, then the man was preaching from then. He moved it. They moved it whilst he was preaching from up there. And it never cost much.
They done a lot of work themselves.
That's right. And you see the way they did it, they just were free. Well, the women from one to the other, they give them one meal that was them. They'd feed them at noon. It would be two and sometimes three women brought lunch out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped to buy nails. You give a dollar or something, they put your dollar and my dollar and somebody else again, they get what they need. Really. But they won't get this one like that. They've been raising money for this one over a year.
Yeah.
Over a year. Yes, somebody said that the riot said they had the money to build a church. They wouldn't have no hold up building the church. I said, they already helped up. I said, it may not be helped up for money. I said, it shouldn't be as long as they've been working for it. I said, they ain't used it. I said, they'll have old enough to build church. I said, but they sure is helped up for land to put it on. So they ain't got nowhere to put it.
And they can't build a church there.
No.
Because of that.
They got to move that and take that little spot what that said no to put the other one there. Because there ain't no land off from there.
Oh, you know. They don't even have parking space.
No, sir. They don't. It's just not convenient at all. They just don't have room for nothing. Not even. You have to park right by the road. All in the yard. Well, they don't have a big yard.
Well, you've got all those important people in there. Looks like they could work out something, Miss Daisy.
Look like they could, but you ain't got nothing to work on. You can't work it out. How could they work it out?
I'm not important.
But you...
Y'all got plenty of room down at your church. Compared to them.
Yes, sir, we got plenty of room. Down at our church, why, we got an acre or more down at our church.
Yeah, that's a whole lot.
Yes, sir, we got land enough to build a church and something else if you want, and then have walking space.
Yeah.
But that tan down our old church. You won't have to tear down our old church to build a new one.
When I think of that, are you going to tear it down?
Hmm? How are they going to tear it down? I ain't going to tear it down. I ain't going to be around there when they start tearing it down. I ain't going to let that bell fall on me.
Oh, that bell's a problem.
What you talking about? Who? They've been talking about, well, so-and-so said they'd take it down. I said, well, let him take it down. I said, how are you going to get it down? So, well, you see, cardinals, they can make arrangements. I said, they better make a good one when they start fooling with that heavy bill. You seen that bill, Mr. Leroy cut up there at his house. That great big bell sitting up there. Well, this bell is about as big as it. She wanted to buy that bill from us. Well, I told some of the officers, oh no, we want to keep it ourselves for what? She ain't doing nothing with it. Some of these days you may be walking down there and that thing fall down on you and mash under the ground. Oh, it ain't going to fall. And so he's just hanging there doing nothing.
Never.
Well, she wasn't going to do nothing with it, but let her keep it to look at.
Yeah.
She is able to do it, you see.
Yeah.
But the way I see that, if we could get some money out of it, the money would mean more to us in the bell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she might have it moved.
Mm-hmm. She might. I don't know. But I think the way what would happen if she buy it, they put it on her yard.
Oh, she buy it delivered.
That's right.
Well, that one, you'd still have to move it, wouldn't you?
They don't ever ring it.
No.
I like church bells.
She do and I do too. She wanted to buy this Methodist bell. They told her no. She talked with Lloyd about it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. They didn't want to sell it. They might ring it sometime. She told her, well, you don't ever ring it.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't using it. You will just say, she told her, we might use it sometime. Why, she got it. We'd rather keep it. To keep it. So after they talked about it, well, he run with a time or two. Not much.
Yeah. Well, you just in the wrong church, Miss Daisy. You know more about this church than you do your church.
No more about it than I do my church. Why? You said so. I know just about as much about it as I do mine.
You go to it?
Of course, visit it.
Sure.
I attend church there.
Yeah.
I used to attend church there regular. Every meeting Sunday I used to go.
Is that right?
the leg. We have the service, second and fourth. We have ours, first and third. So when it was church down there, we went. But that's been a long time. That's when the older head was head of the church and doing things there. That was before the children got hold to it.
Who is the older head?
Oh, like me and Mag Jackson and Liza Washington and several more.
What? Several more? Who?
Who? Liza.
Who else?
Well, now I don't know who else. I can't think all of them's names. But anyway, I know it was a better church than it is now.
Well, I don't know them, Miss Stacy. That's the reason I asked you.
Uh-huh. Well, it's been so long. I just remember some of them.
Charlie James?
Yes, Charlie James, Bill James. I don't know where Little Blonde. But that was the old head, and that was some of the heads, you see.
Yeah.
They knew how to do things at that time. If this church was working or doing anything, well, our church was with them. When we was doing something, their church was with us.
Yeah.
But since the old head died, the young folk got so much of sense, they thinking, you. But when time for them, when you need them, they got something else to do. So, but it, see, it don't last.
Yeah. Who's the super head of the Sunday school up at your church?
Down there? Ain't Lord?
No, at your church.
At my church?
You never talk about your church. You always talk about the Methodist church.
Well, I talk about what I think about. Oh, T.C. Batts is the superintendent of our church.
T.C. Batts? Mm-hmm. Where does he live?
Where does T.C. live? He lived between the church and the stove. Oh.
Oh, he does.
He got a little white house right by the road.
That's who lives there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know him. How'd I miss him? Anybody that important?
I don't know how you missed him.
And he's the superintendent.
He's superintendent.
Is he pretty busy? I mean,
pretty good.
Energetic sort of fella.
I thought you know TC well. He's a little short man. Got a nice family.
Oh, has he?
All of them work.
Oh, do they?
I think he's raised his children. All of them is about grown. I'm from a full grown. He got one girl and four boys, I think. Three or four boys. And all of them gone.
Where does he work?
He works up at the university. He's been working there. And his children, now his girl, she teaches school down here about Fairmere, somewhere down there. Now his boys, I think two of them work up there where Samuel was.
Oh.
Two of them, one's somewhere in Tallahassee or somewhere. I don't know where it is.
But they can't ride together because they don't go at the same time.
Who that?
His boys and Samuel.
No, they can't. One for two reasons. You see, now their dad, with their help, keeps up his cars. He keeps them on the road.
Does he?
Whoa. He has to go at one time to work, and the boys have to go at another. And his wife goes at another. So he keeps them up pretty good. Now, sometimes his wife waked at night. Well, then, T.C. and the boys have to use the same car. Of course, they go to work before she get home.
Uh-huh.
But if she happened to get home before time for them to go to work, he'll take one car and the boys one. Like that.
I'll look out for him. I don't know anybody in your church.
You don't?
Bootsy. Bootsy was about the only one I know down there, Miss Stacy.
You didn't know the Taylors?
Yes. Preacher Taylor.
All of them belong there.
All I know is Preacher Taylor.
Yeah, he and his wife. His children, they all belong there.
Yeah. Well, are they the old heads?
Who, the children?
Preacher Taylor.
Taylor? Oh, yeah, he's one of the old heads. You know, he's got to be an old head.
He is now.
He's got to be an old head.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard him talk a lot of times.
I know if you see them 5 minutes, you hear them talk. Because he can do that.
Yeah.
But he thinks you ought to believe what he says. And sometimes there ain't no truth about it. Me and him getting a fussing about every time we get together. He's telling me some things, and I know it ain't so.
Yeah.
And I'll spew him, you see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He don't like that.
Oh, he does?
No. I want you to agree with what he say. And then you see, I'd argue that down till he'd see he was wrong. I said, now, you know that's not right.
Yeah.
I said, you just said that, I guess, though, of course, you was preaching, thought I had to believe you. I said, but I don't. I said, I know preachers, some of them is the biggest liars walking. I said, you one of them.
Why, Miss Daisy.
Me and him can't stay together.
Did he ever work?
Hmm?
Did he ever do any work?
Who? Taylor?
Yeah.
Knowing to work? Yes. He worked right there. He used to farm here with Mr. Hester. Bartle Hester.
Yeah.
He was keeping that. Freight house then.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He worked as long as he could. He worked, and everybody around him worked. I'm talking about his wife and children and something. He had a bunch of relatives around, and he didn't have one. I think he had three girls.
Yeah.
One by this wife, and two by his first wife. Well, now, really, Eunice, her sister's in Atlanta. But then this first wife, children. You know Eunice, don't you? Do you know Eunice? Do you know Beta? They live right there by church. Right,
oh, is that
by
right
our
there?
Church.
Yeah.
That's Taylor's daughter.
Oh, that's Taylor's daughter.
And
that new house there by the church?
Yes. That's his daughter. Her husband lived there.
His, that's Eunice.
That's Eunice.
And what's his name?
So what does he do?
What is it?
They work in Gainesville somewhere,
yeah.
Both of them.
What's his name?
Julius Baker.
I'm going to have to go to church down there a time or two, Miss Daisy.
Come on.
How did I get in with you Methodist people here and don't know any of the Baptists?
Well, I don't think it's an action. No, he had worked on that.
I don't know the preacher.
That's right.
This preacher, you know, I know him.
Oh, I get that phone.
Let me know when he gets it. Tell him that I've got. I'll leave him a note on the piano.
You've been talking.
Yeah. I say maybe I better just get in touch. And a frog in your throat.
I don't know what makes a frog get a frog in his throat. That
I don't either, but a bigger one gets in mine sometimes.
Uh-huh.
Hard to move, too.
Banks, was she in the Methodist? He's Baptist. Yes, I was just trying to think of some of the old heads you was talking about that you can't remember.
Thank you, Baptist. All of us.
Yeah. Well, now, who's responsible for pushing that your church down there, that new one?
That new one? Well, T.C., James, there was another older man, and he said,
who's that?
Spikes.
Spikes?
That's all I know, Spikes.
Yes. Does your preacher help out? I mean, you know, pushing.
He helps out talking. But when it comes to do, he's not yet doing time.
He ain't able.
No, he ain't strong as me.
Well, you just got three or four there who are pushing it then, baby.
Mm-hmm. But you see, we don't have a big membership. We don't have many folks in our church.
Well, what's the matter? They all quit you?
Hmm? Well, so lots of them died, and lots of them moved off, and that's a different thing. Didn't leave many here.
Are you too close to the next church or something?
Too close? Ain't too close there. Ain't no close nor where it been.
Making open?
Well, we don't go to making open much.
Yeah.
I never did like making open. I used to go there pretty often to church and things like that. But as soon as it was over with, I was ready to come home.
Yeah. You didn't do your shopping and all over there?
Never did much shopping in making open. Mm-mm.
Where'd you go? McIntosh?
Yeah. And Reddick's. Orange Lake. Places like that.
Uh-huh.
Ordered lots of my stuff. A shop like that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's the way I do the most of my shopping.
Just order it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know they care for making open.
I used to go there a lot, and I tried to make a go of it, but I never could. So I just,
was you here when Mr. May used to keep that store with us?
He died. I think he died after I got here, but I never knew him, Miss Davis.
Uh-huh.
I don't even remember ever seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, now, a lot of people like to trade with him.
Oh, yeah. Lots of folks liked it to trade. They just like Mr. May's ways of doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a nice store there.
Yeah. I think some of them had rather trade with him than with Mr. Thrasher.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's right, I think. My best little Thrasher. She likes to treat Thrasher.
How come her to be such a...
I don't know. Now I don't care much about trading with Mr. Thrasher. I guess it's because I ain't never learned to trade with him. I never done much shopping at him.
You never done much shopping.
No. I didn't do much shopping. Well, I'll tell you one reason, Mr. Miles. I done the most of my business right here at this little store Fred's.
Oh, yeah.
Fred's store.
Yeah.
I used to, when his daddy had that store,
yeah.
I used to do lots of shopping there.
Yeah.
And you see, Mr. Lawrence Smith, he had a store. Right there.
I
forget what I wanted to say.
I keep forgetting that. He had a store.
Mm-hmm.
He farmed and had a store.
That's right. So I know how much business in Micanopy.
I wonder how long he had that store. A long time?
I don't know. But he had it a good while after I known it. But
yeah.
His health got so bad. I think that's one reason he gave it up.
Yeah.
His health got bad. He didn't have nobody to take over like the Woods did. He didn't have but one boy. He was nothing but a boy.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it.
Miss Davis? Now, what you and Preacher Taylor argue about?
Most anything he stopped.
He started.
Most anything he stopped. Because
yeah.
He was going contrary to my mind.
Yeah.
And I know it.
Yeah.
See, I know Taylor, then I know the things he's talking about.
Yeah.
I know a little something about it.
Yeah.
Well, I know it wasn't true.
Yeah.
All that he was saying. Well, I spewed his word, I wouldn't agree with him.
Uh-huh.
Well, that'd bring about our little meeting, he'd soon go home.
Well, what's the last time you all...
Oh, it's been years. Yeah, you know, Taylor's been sick a long time. He ain't able to get out or go nowhere unless somebody can. He can't go to church regular like he wants. Well, you see, he's a man that's always been used to going.
Yeah.
And he was able to go. Now, he's not able to go, and ain't nobody that can till he get ready.
Oh, I see.
Well, that keeps him aggravated, you see. You can't make folks do nothing. Folks ain't going to stop their work to go carry you nowhere, and you can't do nothing. And they don't want to pay you. Well, you can't drive your car for thank you. He gonna run for.
Who'd James Pye marry?
James Pye married T.C.'s sister.
T.C.'s sister?
Is that T.C. Bates?
T.C. Bates.
Bates.
Well, how did he get so close to Preacher Taylor?
Who? Well, you see, that's one thing. How did who get so close, and T.C. or James?
James.
Well,
is T.C. close to the family?
Close to
Preacher Taylor?
No, he lived close. Don't live too far from you, but now I don't know what relations T.C. is to Taylor, but I think it's just in-law by marriage or something like that, because Taylor was no kin to T.C., but I don't know what kin Taylor's wife was to him, but I know they calls her cousin.
Oh, yeah.
So it all must be way back there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, they got a nice place to live there, James and
And Priest Taylor?
Jean.
Jean Fine?
You know, police is good enough for him. Do you know where Jean lives?
Right across the street from Preacher Taylor.
Oh. That Taylor's daughter lived there.
Yeah.
But James Pye don't live there.
He don't.
No. James live over here next to where Burnett's house was burnt down.
Ain't anybody living there now, Miss Daisy.
James lives there in his house.
Yeah. Where James?
You see him and his wife, James and his wife, they are not together.
No.
James, they don't stay together, but he comes to see her. Now you see, James' wife, she live up here in Jake Brown's house. That's where her and her daughter live, up there in Jake Brown's house.
Right next to Jake Brown?
Right next to Jake Brown, no.
In his house?
Live in Jake Brown's house up here on Jake's place. You see, Jake, he live in Baltimore. In his wife's house. But nobody wasn't in Jake's house.
You mean Jake doesn't live up there on the corner?
No, ma'am.
Why, Miss Daisy, I'm all confused.
Well, Jake didn't live there. Jake haven't lived there much
since
his
wife
died.
Now, that's James's wife that lives there?
That's James' wife in there, in Jake's house, now.
Now James comes to see her now and then.
Oh yes, he comes back and forth to see about her.
But
he
don't
take them anywhere they need to go, just like they have to go and get the stamps or go get the groceries and anything. He take them.
But that's Preacher Taylor's daughter that lives across from him.
Right across from Taylor's house. That's his daughter's house.
Yeah.
His baby's house.
Yeah. And she's no kin to James's wife.
Who?
Well, they are through her mother, isn't it?
Yeah, some way or another, but I don't know just what it is, but they call one another cousin, that's all. Well, what cousin it is, I don't know.
Yeah. You and Preacher Taylor hadn't disputed in a long time.
Long time. We ain't had that fuss in a long time now.
You mean
he can't come around here and I don't go around there.
When was the last time you had one? Last
Ooh,
year?
So long, I can't remember.
Yeah, a year ago?
He's been sick for a long time.
2 years?
Taylor here.
2 years?
Mm-hmm. More than that. Now, see, James White, Dora Mitchell over there. Now, that's his wife's aunt. That's her sister's child. Well, T.C. is Regis' twins.
Yeah.
You see. So that's the way they go. I don't know.
I want to, Miss Daisy, I want to know, say help me. I want to know what you and Preacher Taylor disputed about.
Sometimes it's about church and sometimes it's what?
What'd you dispute
sometime
about
it was things happened in Georgia.
What'd you dispute about Georgia?
Well, things he said he did, and I know he didn't do it.
Well, what was it?
Well, I can't remember right now.
Why, you
just
remember?
What was we fussed about so many things, Mr. Miles. I don't know just what it was. But we didn't ever fight.
We think it'd be fun to have you and Preacher Taylor, because you know I fuss with Preacher Taylor too. he'll say something and I just tease him, I guess. I fuss.
No, I'm sorry, Preacher Taylor. He was a lot of company when he'd come up there at the store. You know, and like you say, he'd always ready to talk with us.
He used to fuss about his grandchildren.
Who, this tail?
Yeah. He used to fuss about them, you know. And I used to say to him, well, you spoil them.
Uh-huh. And that's for sure. Yeah. And they got some of the baddest ones ever walked.
And I'd see him in there at the store.
Really? Hmm? Is that right?
Yeah. You know, if you don't train yourself or your child to do things, well, he's just the child will go wild.
Well, which one?
Well, you see, they ain't got but one grandchild with them.
Yeah.
No. They ain't got no grandchild. He got his great grandchild with him.
Yeah. And that was spoiled?
Well, see, he got one girl, one granddaughter, and one grandson.
Yeah.
He had two grandsons. Well, you know, one was killed over there in service.
Yeah.
In Vietnam or somewhere over there.
Yeah.
And they brought him home and buried him. So there's just two boys and a girl.
Yeah.
The girl lived in St. Augustine. And the boy, he lived up there, I don't know, Rochelle, Gainesville, somewhere up there. Yeah. I think his granddaughter got three or four children.
Yeah, they bought him.
Mm-hmm. Now this one, what was killed over there in service, that was his grandson. He got four or five children.
Oh.
These were them Taylor's greats.
Uh-huh.
Great grandchildren.
Yeah.
Well, she lived out to Fairfield, this boy's wife. That's where she lived.
Uh-huh.
And a trailer, they tell me. I haven't seen it since we did.
Are they spoiled?
Hmm?
Are they spoiled?
If they is, we don't know it.
Yeah.
But I believe it is. She don't come over here much.
Oh, yeah.
She comes over here and bring the children and visit his grave on Christmas and other holidays. She bring flowers over here, put them on his grave. She bring all the children. When she come, it's just her and her children. Clean on the street.
Miss Daisy, that new church of yours, is it as big as the old one?
Hmm? Did you do what?
Is it as big as the old one?
Uh-uh. We didn't want that big. They didn't.
Uh-huh.
And I also hit him. We lost a lot being big as that one. Soda tails and...
Yeah. But as big as you need, you think?
Yeah.
They have a carpenter?
Yes, hmm. They had two. Two or three columns. But they ain't done nothing over there in a long time. I don't know what's the hold up. I don't know.
Oh, they just quit work on it.
I just know they ain't working.
Well,
I ain't got a host of PC in a good while.
Uh-huh.
If I could catch up with him, I could find out.
You have as many carpenters. You don't have as many workers down there, I guess, as the Methodists do.
No.
Yeah. Well, now, you see TC at the church, but you don't...
Yes, I've seen him at the church, but I don't have time to ask him what's wrong or why or nothing. He's busy doing something else.
Well, now, you know, what gets me, Miss Daisy, is it don't seem like you have the occasion to talk to people like you used to. Mm-mm. You see them at church.
They're in a hurry.
But they...
I said the folks is all in a hurry.
Is that it?
Yeah, look like it. You can't catch up with them and talk. They ain't got time. And I kind of agree with you. You said the other day to somebody, they don't know how to talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it is with lots of them. They ain't got sense enough to talk.
Yeah.
About nothing worthwhile.
Yeah. They just sort of talk on the wing. They don't just stop and go ahead and get into this thing. And I don't know what it is, but it's something like that. Amy, where'd she go?
What Amy?
Amy Walker.
Go to. Where did she go?
Where did she go to church?
Up there. Me and her belong to the same church.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. That was it.
Well, now you see, whenever you seen Amy, she'd have time to...
Mm-hmm. Then I used to visit Amy, and she used to visit me. When her health was good. Then we'd time for us to clean up the church. We'd get together and we'd go up there and clean up the church. You see, Amy would be there. Amy, me, Amy, Dora, and several more.
So Dora was with you up there.
Uh-huh. We'd go up there, clean around the church, and clean out the church.
You had some good members.
Yes, ma'am. We had some good members. The D's ain't get too sorry.
But George never got into the church.
Tell my George.
He never
done nothing. He never done nothing. But run around that foolish.
Well, you all, when you clean out the church,
When
you all up there clean out the church, you'd have time to sort of...
Talk or plan.
Find out.
We'd work and talk. But you know, we didn't never... Maybe sometimes somebody bring up something somebody done, or something, or something they ought not to do, or something. But you see, that conversation would be cut short plenty of times.
Yeah.
Somebody might say, well, that don't concern you. Much as you can do to take care of yourself, or something like that. Something what you didn't want to hear about.
Yeah. They're talking about things you don't know about.
That's right.
Yeah. But now, and then Amy used to come up and visit with you.
Oh, yeah. She'd come. She used to come to my house and stay hours at the time.
Yeah.
She would mostly come. In the afternoon. She's supposed to be on her way to the store for something.
Yeah.
Some little thing. Well, other than that, we was going to church. She'd come by my house and we would go on to the church together.
Uh-huh.
That's really good. But when we were going to clean the church or clean around the church, we'd be on our way at 6. At 6 o'clock in the morning or before, we would be on our way up there. Well, we get through about 3, then we come home. We was walking, wasn't nobody riding. We was all walking.
She'd come by your mm-hmm. place under the big tree.
That's right, under the magnolia.
Yeah.
We'd take our own lunch and our water. Of course, we was going to stay there till we finished if it took till night.
Yeah. What all did you have to do?
Hmm?
What all did you have to do to this?
Well, we'd get on spider webs and brush down the wall and dust all around there and Then, when we get all the dust up, down and round, as far as we could reach, well, then, the next thing we did was wash all the off the benches. We have all soap and rags and cloths and things. We cleaned the benches off. Then, clean the floor. We'd be on our way out then. Mark, you have your mark, I have mine. Somebody else has theirs. Some clean benches, whilst others clean floor all back up there.
Yeah.
When we get down there, well, you see, they done got the benches clean enough where we can take the floor from there. Get on up. Sometimes we'd have a bunch of them up there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Then we get your church all cleaned out, then we go out there and clean the yard if they hadn't finished it.
And you'd bring your lunch and sort of have a picnic.
Yeah.
And then you'd get something done. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me, Guy.
What did you have? What did you use to get them cobwebs down with?
Yes, what?
Them spider webs down with.
Well, we had fishing poles, long fishing poles, and we'd put a cloth, fix a cloth on that, and just get it on, drag them down.
Sure. Yeah. And then you just left your equipment there at the church?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody take it.
We'd get them now. Sometimes we'd have 4 or 5 men, but sometimes we didn't have none.
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Myers, folks used to do things. They had the respect for their church, just like they did their house. Lots of them did. Well, if you're going to do something for the church, it wouldn't take you long. You'd get enough of them to go. Well, now we plan, you know, like Sunday, where we clean up the church next Saturday or Friday. Yeah. Now you're coming. You're coming. Oh, yes, I'll be here. You're going to get up there.
So that way, you could keep in touch with the whole community, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You could just, you just know what's going on. Anybody sick?
Jesse Walker, he had a wagon. He rolled in. He'd bring his hoes and rakes and mops and things from home. He wasn't going to do much work, but he'd be there. He'd do a little stuff.
Yeah.
But Amy worked. So she worked. She didn't mind working. Amy didn't.
Yeah.
How you miss them old women.
Yeah.
These young ones, they ain't got time.
Now, Amy was an old field hand.
Hmm?
You and Amy had worked in the field together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So that was just like, in a way, that is like being out in the field down there in church, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right. That's right.
Because there's a gang of you together.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice thing, isn't it? Well, now, let's say this. How do you get your calling in? Do you go places and spend the afternoon, and people come over to your house and spend the afternoon now?
Oh, yes, yeah, sometimes.
Well, that's a nice way to do it.
That's a nice way to do it. You know, where it ain't so many, well, it's just like here, where you could talk about things, talk over things.
Yeah.
These young folks, they ain't got time to talk.
Oh,
and all the old heads, I go there and me and Bessie have a nice chat sometimes.
Yeah.
Me and her talking about old things and how things used to be. What a difference it makes now.
Hey, where was that?
She told you she was planning her birthday dinner.
Bessie's planning a birthday dinner?
Miss Miles.
What are we going to do with her?
It makes me sick.
What are we going to do with Bessie?
We can't do nothing with her. You know, I was so knocked out the other day when she told me. We were sitting there on the porch, and we were talking, don't you say nothing to her about it. Mm-hmm. She said, well, it's getting on that time again. I said, what you mean? She said, for my birthday party. I said, that's it. I said, you gonna have another birthday dinner? Yeah, I want it just like that other one. I said, well, I said, I hadn't thought about you planning one. No. So, yes, I've been thinking about it. I said, but you know, if I had no will, I wouldn't let her do it.
I wouldn't either, Daisy.
But I can't do nothing with her.
If she wouldn't try to do everything, it'd be different. Mm-hmm. But she wants to do all the cooking.
Do everything? Well, nobody can fix it like she.
That's right.
She don't think.
That's right.
What the? Oh, my goodness.
She's, no.
I told her this. I said, I don't think about a birthday. Not a birthday dinner. I said, I just thank God I don't live this long. So I'm going to have this one. I may not have me another one.
Well, it's not.
Don't make sense to me, Miss Mama. Buy and cook up all that stuff and go to all that trouble. All these years you've done these things and enjoyed it. Well, now you're old enough to sit down.
Well, she was sick a week or two after that last one.
That's right. That's right. She was no good when, oh, more than a week or
two. I know it.
She was just sick.
I know it.
Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, this 16th of June, 1971. Channel 1 Right, the end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. Channel 1, end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971. The end of Channel 1 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 16th of June, 1971.